Photography enthusiasts know sepia as a dark brown tint often used in historical pictures. Sepia to Selfies is a photography exhibit now on view at the Michigan Historical Center's Library of Michigan. Hundreds of photographs trace the history of Lansing from the early days of photography to the present. The exhibit is curated by Lansing journalist Bill Castanier. WKAR's Peter Worf caught up with Bill at the Library of Michigan earlier this week to tour the exhibit. Bill Castanier started the conversation in the aerial photography section, which highlights Michigan native Ted Abrams.
And what made him unique is he designed and patented an airplane that was special, and it's a very bizarre looking airplane. There's a video game that airplane is in that somebody's picked
this,
up.
This
we're
design.
Trying to find out. Somebody mentioned it to us that was through here, and they said there's a video game that plane's in.
Right.
Because it's hard to explain. It's the whole front of it's glass.
Right.
Looks cut off.
It's got the twin boom in the back, sort of cigar-shaped, but
right.
It's almost like a greenhouse in the front. There's so much glass.
It's kind of a buggish-looking thing.
It is.
But he also invented the cameras that took aerial photography, and he started shooting aerial photography of the kind we see here, which is very detailed, in the 20s. And he became world famous. His business was here in Lansing. It was Abrams Aerial Corporation. One of the things that we also have, although it's not a photograph, it's a piece of the actual plane. It's the piece that's right after, or right before the door, and it's manufactured by Abrams Aircraft Corporation. It's a steel sheet of the plane. One of the things, if we walk over here,
yeah.
There's some more examples of Abrams aerial photography that shows...
Here he's applying it to 496.
I-496 before and after. And you can see the hundreds and hundreds of homes and businesses in a 1948 aerial photograph. And then, it was kind of compared to a 1970 photograph where that stretch looks like it was cut with a lawnmower. They're gone. This is right before the I-496 opened in December of 1970. And I think more and more these kind of photographs are being discovered as of historical importance. I mean, they're interesting. I mean, you can look at this and analyze exactly what happened.
Here's the neighborhood, street by street, house by house, really tree by tree, as it no longer exists. I imagine that this would have been helpful to people planning the highway, but now it's even more than that.
Oh, it absolutely is. I think it gives us a historical perspective of what, in this example, of what the highways did to this country, for good and for bad. I mean, this created a situation where every homeowner had to move, and there was areas in here that were primarily black, so they had to move somewhere. They went into the city of Lansing, so it helped segregate Lansing, but also at the same time it created some white flight. So it's an interesting dynamic that you can start thinking about. This is more than a photograph.
Right.
It's a very important piece of history.
Right. This is Peter Worf with Bill Castanier. For Current State, we're at the photography exhibit called Sepia to Selfies, and we're looking at some of the different sections. I love this daredevil section, Bill, with Arzeno Selden. Let's see, what was his nickname again?
Stratosphere Man.
Stratosphere Man. We did a story on him a few months ago.
Amazing.
And then you have the Batman and this incredible photograph here of Ethel Dare. Who is she?
That's something we did not know.
Yeah.
A local collector said, well, if you're going to do daredevils, you've got to include Ethel Dare. She was born in Lansing, Michigan. She was one of the first wing walkers. She was the first woman to go from plane to plane in the air.
Here she is standing on top of the wing of, I think that might be a Curtis Jenny.
It is.
And then another one above it. She's holding on to... kind of a handrail, but it's really just a wire, really, between two struts on top of one wing. And she's going to jump up and grab that other
plane. Jump up and climb on the other plane.
And I think she has no parachute.
No, she did not have a parachute. She also did
it's unbelievable.
She did a trick where she held a rope in her mouth and dangled and fell. She pretended to fall but caught herself with a rope in her mouth. But we had to show these. Yeah. Because one of the things we wanted to do is try to show things that people hadn't seen or would be surprised to see. I had never seen a photograph of Ethel Dare, never even knew who she was. Those are just a little slice of Lansing, I think, that people may have forgotten about, and we wanted to put it in one place. Like over here, we did parades. And we included a variety of kind of parades. Several of these photographs are by a woman named Clara Heldemeyer, who was a very, very high-level amateur photographer in Lansing from about 1910 to 1940 to 50. And we discovered her photo books, photo albums, and her scrapbooks.
She was really recognized for her work, too.
She sure was. In 1939, she exhibited at the World's Fair in New York City at the Kodak Pavilion, and she was quite competent. And you can just see she had an unusual eye. She took some photographs of parades, for example, that show not the whole zebra, but parts of the zebra. That was intent. I mean, she had some intent with her photography. She knew composition. So what we did is we combined a variety of different parades, like a local Red Cross girls with the Knights Templar. But also something very different would be the KKK rally and parade.
There's another one of a KKK rally just around the corner here that when I saw it, I was really startled by this one.
And that's why we included it. We had some debate whether this should be included.
Burning crosses, burning letters that say KKK 100%.
Exactly, and it was shot for sure in Lansing because right under the stage are advertisements from Lansing companies. One of the reasons we wanted to show it in this exhibit, this area of the exhibit about news photography, is it was photographs like this that often change the world we live in. I think when people saw photographs like this, they understood this wasn't a fun club. The photograph is very damaged. From what we understand, it is the only known existing photograph of that event. The others were destroyed, or they got lost, or whatever. It was taken by Leavenworth Photography of Lansing.
This is it here. This print is the only one.
This is the only print, 1924. It's startling, I think. If someone hasn't seen one of those, it startles people. Most of the people, the backs are turned to them, but if you look closely, there's one woman very close to where the Klan are that's turned around. You can see her face.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, there's the hooded and robed Klansmen in front of the burning crosses, and many of them standing underneath, too. And a lot of people are there, too.
Very, very much so. And the next day, there was a parade of 15,000 Klansmen in Lansing. That cold hand's taken
hold of me. Bill, we're trying to cover as much as we can, so we're looking at some select areas. I loved some of these photos in an area that's sort of, I guess, informally titled Dance Dance.
Right, and this is another group of photography, or photographs that we sort of did. People knew they were out there, but we didn't. And David Olds and his spouse, Marcia. Marcia owns what is formerly the Virgiline Simmons Dance Studio. Well, when she bought that dance studio, she got hundreds of photographs with it that go back to the 1920s. We have a selection of maybe just a dozen of them. They are absolutely phenomenal, showing little kids dancing. They show Virgiline dancing.
Which one's Virgiline?
Virgiline is the 1920s kind of flapper look up here.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool photograph.
Sure, she's got the bob and the short dress and everything.
And you can date it by that. And sure. Then up in the left corner, of course, are the four Morlock quads, which were world famous. Here's a photograph. I knew the woman down here. It's Annette Abrams. She's doing a handstand. She was the first African-American in the Miss Michigan contest.
Oh.
She was from Lansing, Michigan, and she was Miss Lansing. And I saw that, I thought, to me, because she died about 10 years ago, and I thought, wow, that's got to be Annette, and it was.
I love this one of these eight girls who are sort of dressed up like costumes. They look sort of like flowers or plants. I can't really tell.
I can't either. And what's interesting is David told me that not only do they have the photographs, they have the sketches of the costumes. And I think David's thinking about, as he saw these exhibited, about doing a book based on these, and I think it would be a phenomenal. It's a slice of time.
It is.
You'll never see again.
Bill Castanier is curator of From Sepia to Selfies here at the Library of Michigan. Bill, thanks for the tour today.
Thank you very much for coming.
For Current State, this is Peter Worf.